Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Self for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Richardson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richardson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Richardson steals third. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball four. Hayworth moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis bunts. Foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogle hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a pop-up towards short. Rogle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Self reaches second base with a double. Carraway goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Self. Johnson moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Sorrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Davis steals second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sorrell scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. Rogel goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Fothergill moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to third. Appling moves to second. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Stone moves to third. White moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis is hit by the pitch. Dale Alexander pinch runs for Harry Davis. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Stone reaches second base with a double. There goes Alexander trying to get to home. Funk throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Grubb, who tags Alexander, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stone moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander now playing first base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.